When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in a very happy Wednesday to you now, June the 19th. It is Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri as we get set for a great evening of Major League Baseball. You can mix in, of course, a little College Baseball World Series, a little WNBA, and believe it or not, we still are playing the NHL Stanley Cup Finals after a monster win last night by the Edmonton Oilers, dragging the Florida Panthers back to Edmonton for a game six. This should be an awful lot of fun here. There is nothing like the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, and one can only hope we'll eventually get to a game seven, winner take all. And if you like urgency, wow, this will certainly make up for the absolute smackdown we had to endure by the Boston Celtics over pretty much everybody and the Dallas Mavericks. But it turns out this is a much better series than some people might have thought after it started in a 3-0 fashion for the Florida Panthers. We'll talk about that upcoming game here a little later this hour with our good friend George Kurtz, but back to the diamond, because we all know Yankee fans are going to be celebrating here tonight as they welcome the return of the one and only Gerrit Cole. We'll get the ball here tonight against Povich in Baltimore. Yankees handled their business yesterday. The only problem is, in doing so, they might have lost Aaron Judge. Now, they hope for not too long, as he got hit in the hands by Suarez last night. He did end up finishing the inning, went to first. He did not come back out. He was replaced. X-rays, MRIs, and anything else they wanted to do to examine him. Apparently, they are saying there is no damage, so that is good news. However, he is not in the lineup here tonight for the Yankees against the Orioles. But you lose one superstar, $300 million player, well, you get one back. And that's exactly what they'll have here with Gerrit Cole after a couple of warm-up, tune-up, call it what you want, outings in the minor leagues. Gerrit Cole is ready to make his very highly anticipated season debut tonight here. And let's see. This should be a whole lot of fun. I know the stadium will be rocking here. It was elbow inflammation that cost him the first 75 games of this season here, but it appears to be all behind him. All reports are that he feels good. He has looked good. So that is great news. Now let's just hope that the Yankees won't have to wait too much longer in order to get Aaron Judge back in the lineup. In Baltimore, well, they don't want to hear it. They are trying to battle the New York Yankees here tonight for American League East supremacy. And while they lost last night, there are a couple of games behind the Yankees here. So it would be great if they could go ahead and get one back here tonight. I think this is absolutely going to be the game of the night here. We also have the Red Sox and the Blue Jays coming up here tonight. Will the Blue Jays be able to get one back, or will it be the Red Sox getting it done? Gausman against Bello, two of the headline starters for the Red Sox and Blue Jays. Their aces will be taking the mound here tonight. That's coming up at the top of next hour. But how about them Guardians going up against the Seattle Mariners, the streaking Seattle Mariners? Kind of crazy when you look at these. Both teams have won 44 games here. Brian, woo, going here tonight for the Mariners, taking on Tanner Beebe, who got beat up a little bit his last time out. He is certainly looking to right the ship here. 7.5 at Progressive Field is what the total is. And Brandon Wu, 3-0. With just around a 1 ERA, a 0.53 whip. The kid has been absolutely phenomenal for the Mariners. If they can finally get those bats to be a little consistent, they are a team to be reckoned with, but so have the Guardians. The Guardians are looking forward to getting one back here on their own home turf here tonight in that one. We do have a Grimace sighting. No, he's not pitching for the Mets. No, okay. Grimace is not pitching for the Mets tonight. Sean Manaea is pitching, and the Mets just refuse to lose. My goodness, just when you thought it was safe to stick a fork in the New York Mets. Man, have they put on quite the hitting display as of late. And last night, they did the same here. They are going to try and take another one here from the Texas Rangers, who can't buy a win at this point. Haney is on the mound for the Texas Rangers here. Globe Life Field, 8.5 is that total you saw, maybe 9 before the pitch, but pretty much a pick'em spot. This feels like a game of two teams going in completely opposite directions. You don't want to catch a falling knife, they say. Well, the Rangers could certainly be a falling knife. Another falling knife, in fact, was earlier today with the Padres, but they managed finally to win a game on this road trip as they finally beat the Philadelphia Phillies earlier today, 5-2. Suarez, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, but it wasn't good enough. Waldron for the Padres, the knuckleballer. You got to love that. Went 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts. You may not want to back the Padres very often until you can figure out whether or not they can hit the ball. But this kid Waldron is an absolute bet-on pitcher moving forward here throughout the season. He's getting better and better, and you got to love what he brings to the mound for the Padres. I love a guy like that. We should ride him for as long as we can here and cash a few tickets. The Giants, who have some heavy heart, to say the least, here after they learned yesterday of the passing of one of the all-time greatest, the living legend, the Say Hey Kid. Willie Mays passed away early yesterday at the age of 93. The Giants had to take the field last night and take on the Cubs. There was, of course, moments of silence between last night and today, celebrating what was just an unbelievable life and career for truly one of the greatest that ever played the game. And even if you never got a chance to see him play, the numbers speak volumes of what Willie Mays meant to the game, what he meant to the Giants, heck, even the Mets, where he finished his career on. There was none better than Willie Mays, a true five-tool star in Major League Baseball. Could hit for average, could hit for power, could run, could steal bases, one of the greatest defensive center fielders the game has ever seen. And, of course, the Giants absolutely adored him. The Cubs got the better of him here today, though, 6-5. They ended up handling business finally at Wrigley Field as Hendricks finally got himself a pretty good outing there. 5 2/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 8 and only walked 1. So nice win finally by the Chicago Cubs, who have been, to say the least, struggling a little bit here as of late. And boy, if they can ever figure out that lineup and them bats, it would be very, very interesting. We do have a game in the bottom of the 9th.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
And the Nats and Patrick fade Corbin Day? I don't think so, because right now the Nats are on top of the Diamondbacks 3-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning. We'll have more on that game. We'll talk about the Braves and Tigers that finished up early today. Finally, the Braves bats got going, and we got much more Major League Baseball to get to as game time decisions get rolling here on this Wednesday on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as... We've got one early game left here in Major League Baseball still to be decided as the Nats are trying to close out the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have been hitting the cover off the ball lately, just not against Patrick Corbin, apparently, as the Nats are up 3-1, and they've got 3 outs left, top of the 9th inning here, as the Diamondbacks are going to try to do their best against the bullpen, it looks like, here of the Nats. We'll see if the Nats can hold on and get this one done. George Kurtz stepping in on this Wednesday with us as he, too, is getting ready for the return of Gerrit Cole tonight against the Yankees. You got to love this, George, right? You lose one $300 million player, but you gain another one. You got one back. So I love the way they just rotate $300 million players here, but it does appear that Judge not in the lineup here tonight, but also doesn't appear that they're all that worried about it. Nothing broken, so that's all good news here. But can we trust Cole? First game, missed the first 75 games. Can we trust him here tonight against the Orioles?
I think it depends on what your definition of trust is. I don't think he's going deep in this game. I mean, I think he'll give you 5, maybe 6. I think it's, you know, if you get 6 innings, you'd be thrilled tonight. Probably means he pitched well here. He's on a pitch count. Right. So he's already, 80 pitches. he's going to be amped up, right? This is his opening day. So he's going to be amped up here. He could be a little wild early on here. So no, let me put it this way. I have Cole in several fantasy leagues. I'm not starting him today. All right. If it's a weekly league, I didn't start him. I knew he'd pitch today, but I didn't start him. You know, and I wouldn't bet on him in really any of his props or for the game itself tonight. I wouldn't bet on the game because you already said it. No Judge tonight, which means the Yankees lineup generally doesn't hit without Judge. All right, so even if Cole does pitch well, he's still got to worry about the Yankee bullpen holding down the Orioles from the last three innings of the game. I think this is a watch and see to make sure Cole is the guy we think he is. And, you know, we attack him next week. You know, his next start will be against the Mets probably next Tuesday or Wednesday. So then we get back on the Cole train here. Tonight, I think it's just a watch and make sure he is the guy he used to be.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, too. The kid Povich had a pretty good outing last time up, pitched really well, in fact. This is another one of these young phenom arms, and hopefully he doesn't get hurt because we did just learn Bradish, I believe, Tommy John surgery earlier today. So they lost another guy that was really supposed to be a big part of this movement here and part of the starting rotation. And Wells is gone. Means came back and he's gone again. So Bradish is just the latest here. So they really need this kid Povich to step up, and we'll see if he can do it at Yankee Stadium going up against Gerrit Cole. What are we doing with another two aces on the mound here tonight, Kurtz, coming up with the Guardians and the Mariners? BB going up against Woo. Gotta love what this kid Woo is doing for Seattle. He is really, in many aspects, been a little more reliable than Castillo. But do we trust him here on the road at Progressive?
Yes, we do. Now, Wu did make his last start, right? We were worried about him because he was undergoing tests. I thought, oh, God, he might have Tommy John. But at the being false alarm, everything's fine here. So there are some, you know, minor red flags here that maybe they'll be cautious with him. But generally, Seattle's an under team. Cleveland, same thing. I like Wu tonight. I think he'll pitch well. I'm going to go with the well-rested. Right? So therefore, he should be fresh tonight. Should be throwing the ball fine here. I'm going to go with Seattle and the under in this game. Seattle's almost always an under anyway. Cleveland's not going to cover up the ball either of late. Granted, a lot of that was because Ramirez was out on paternal leave. Congratulations to him and the new family. So good there for him. But give me Seattle and the under.
Yeah, it feels like it. Although the ball has been leaving Progressive Field like nobody's business, and they still can't seem to figure out. But the Guardians going up against one of the better pitchers here for the Mariners tonight. This should be a good pitcher's battle for sure. I'm not sure that Gausman-Bello is going to be a good pitching matchup. I mean, on paper, you might go, whoa, Bello-Gausman should be good. But both of these guys have been getting crushed. And a lot of hits, a lot of hard contact, a lot of barrels. That worries me here with any sort of under in this one, Kurtz. But how are you looking at Red Sox and Blue Jays?
They're both sort of unreliable, right? You just don't know what you're going to get. Gausman got off to a slow start to the season, which wasn't a big shot because he missed most of spring training. All right, so then he rebounded. He looked like Gausman of old, and now he struggled again. So I don't know what you're going to get. Boston's hot. All right, Boston showed the blueprint, by the way, to how to beat the Yankees. Run at will, run with reckless abandon. And I think they should keep doing that against the Blue Jays as well here. Get on base, run, put pressure on. You don't have a lot of big-time power hitters there, right? Not a big, you don't have the big, hairy guys there, so run the bases, you know, put pressure on with defense there. I'm on Boston tonight. They're playing well, right? Toronto, for the most part, has not played well this season. So I'm going to go with Boston. It's a small play. Because I don't trust Bello all that much either. Maybe Toronto does break out tonight. But they're a team. Bichette's on the IL. You know, they're not. George Springer's been dropped on the line. Guerrero's not the player we thought he was going to be. It's hard to know where this offense is coming from this team. So give me Boston, smaller play, though.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, his last four starts, Gausman, 52% hard hit percentage, almost 15% barrels against him. The ball ain't moving, and guys are just, they're sitting on them, and they are just hammering them. So this will be interesting. It's not at Fenway, and Bello, ironically enough, has been better at Fenway than he has been on the road, which is very, very, very strange here. So we'll see what we get tonight with these guys here. Were you kind of shocked earlier here today that the Padres won a game? I know I was, but I guess... If Corbin looks like Corbin just won a game, I'm also sure. So maybe it's just those getaway days here, Judge.
I think there is something to Getaway Days, by the way. We do see some weird stuff. Teams want to get out of there. They're packed. They go to the next city. Umpires start calling people strikes that aren't strikes because they got to get out too. And everybody's got to make their flight and all this other crap. So, yeah, I think there is something to Getaway Days. Never would have saw Corbin pitch today. Hell, even didn't Hendricks pitch well today as well? Who saw that happening? Two guys are probably sitting on the team right now. I saw Hendricks. Like, the Cubs are nuts. What are they doing?
Yes, yeah. And the Angels are now going to win 13-0, too, or some craziness here. All right, Kurtz, don't go anywhere. We'll talk some best bets on the diamond coming up next. And we'll take a little peek ahead to Game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We'll do that when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. George Kurtz stepping in here as we get ready for what should be, I think, the game of the night between the Yankees and the Orioles with Gerrit Cole on the mound. No Judge here, Kurtz, which, of course, is, if it's precautionary, I'm good to go. But I was kind of with you where the, you know, I felt it in the gut last night as I'm watching him hold on at first base. I'm going, please don't tell me. If it's in a toe, now it's going to be a ball on the hand. Like, come on, but. Knock on wood, it seems to be okay. So when you're looking at this card here tonight in this game, are we backing Cole for anything? Strikeout props or under runs? Is it a first five under? Do we think Baltimore's got? I don't think he's owned Baltimore, so I can't see them lighting him up. And it's only 7.5, right?
That's the problem. You know, I don't think Cole's going more than five, unless he's all of a sudden economic. You know, because once again, he's on a pitch count, and I think he'll be jazzed. He'll be juiced the first couple of innings here, where it might take him a bit. He might go, go to more longer counts than he normally would here. So that's my worry. We're at 7.5 right now, -110 either way. I kind of think it's going to be a bullpen game, you know, and the Yankee bullpen has been shaky of late, you know, including Clayton Holmes, who can't get anybody out now. So I kind of think this could be an over. You know, I wouldn't bet anything that requires Cole to pitch deep into the game. So strikeout props, no. I think it's 6.5, 7.5. I'm not doing that because what if he only goes
five?
That's
crazy.
It's his first start of the season. If you wouldn't bet Cole's first start on opening day to go 7.5, why would you do it tonight? Nothing's changed here, and he's not built up to go that deep. Like I said, for Cole, this is a watch and see. Make sure he's the Cole that we expect him to be. Then we can go attack him next week, you know, when he makes his second start. But I don't like – Joe, I don't like taking anybody their first start after having a multi-week or multi-month layoff and all of a sudden betting on them like they're the normal pitcher they used to be. No, I'm not doing that.
Yep. I'm with you. It's very strange. They had it at 5.5. I think it was bet up to 6.5. Like, wait, guys, whoa. He missed the first 75 games. Like, you know, he may get three. You know, so I guess four maybe, but let's settle down. It feels like I should just bet the under on that. And then if it goes over, I'll be the happiest bet I've lost all week long here, Kurtz, because I lost last night backing my Florida Panthers. So that wasn't a great spot there, as again, they can't stop giving up shorthanded goals for some reason. But we are getting a game six in Edmonton, and it feels that everyone just believes it's coming back for a game seven. What are you thinking here from what you've seen?
I mean, it's good for me that it goes to game six, because I had tickets on Florida for six games and seven games to win the cup. So if they would have won last night, I wouldn't have paid off for me. So I bet Edmonton last night for that reason, just so I could hedge a little bit and get some money. I like the over. I'm going to be on the over again on game six here. I think Edmonton, I mean, that atmosphere at Edmonton is going to be nuts, absolutely nuts. That being said, I know they won 8-1 game four. Florida hit a couple of posts early on. One or two goes in. Hey, it's a different game. Verhaeghe had that 2-on-1 where he shot it. Now, I wouldn't say he shot it into Skinner, but he didn't shoot it in the open part of the net. He scores that. The score is tied 2-2. Different ball game here. You know, so I know the score was 8-1. You got wrecked here, but I don't think the score really indicated how the game went there. It wasn't one which was 4-1. They didn't care anymore. They were looking to take their pound flesh out on Edmonton. So I don't think it's going to be a blowout. That being said, Edmonton's hot. I mean, about as hot as you can be. And Florida does not seem to have an answer for Connor McDavid. You know, he's setting all sorts of records here. And he's doing this without Leon Draisaitl, who's done nothing. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out after the series that Draisaitl has a torn ligament in his knee or something like that. And that's why he's been almost invisible. That's what makes McDavid, what he's doing, even more incredible. He doesn't have Robin, right? It's just Batman. Yep. That's all he got here. I think Edmonton wins game six.
I think there's no reason not to bet Skinner shots on goal over. They did it again, Florida. You mentioned a couple of posts, but they clearly have an ability to be able to get the offense going and pepper him one way or the other. I mean, they are north of 30 shots in the last two games. I don't see why that's going to change either there tomorrow, because it's quite obvious they're going to have to keep up with the Joneses. So keep firing away. It is Skinner, after all, when it's all said and done. But hey, nothing like the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We're getting a game six, maybe a game seven. We'll have you covered here, though, on Sports Grid. George, enjoy the night. Enjoy the Yankee game. Game time decisions will continue here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. It is game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. We appreciate you stopping in as we're getting ready here. Couple of minutes, plenty of Major League Baseball still to go here tonight. Like some of these games coming up, and I know a guy, that could be back in Grimace tonight. I'm just saying, Mark Zeno in the house here. He loves himself some Grimace, and apparently so do the Mets, Zen, because they haven't lost after he threw out a pitch, I believe. But really, it's not so much the pitching. I thought the Mets couldn't hit. Like, what is going on with them? They flipped a switch, and all of a sudden, they can score with the best of them. Does it last, though? Can we count on it again tonight with Manet on the mound?
Well, on the road, it does. I mean, the Mets are one of the highest scoring teams in baseball away from Citi Field, which typically is a problem, because the idea of winning more games gets you home field advantage in the playoffs where you don't score a lot of runs. So, go figure. But it's appropriate that the Mets have a fat purple slob as their new mascot. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Beyond that, you know, the bigger problem here, again, Texas just continues to fail to not hit. And if you were going to face a pitcher who was going to allow a lot of runs, Andrew Heaney is one of them. Now, the Mets aren't exactly, you know, a great hitting team versus lefties this year. But that said, they just have seemed to have figured it out when it comes to, you know, scoring runs on the road. So, I as much as you look at it and go, are the Rangers going to get swept at home? It's like, yeah, there's a real good chance that they are, because they have, and on top of it, it's not even like they have a bullpen that works. Their bullpen is terrible. Yep. So, you know, the Mets have every reason, especially as a dog tonight, you know, to get a play on here. You know, until you see them start to falter on the road, they've won seven straight. I mean, you know, there are teams that are starting to heat up at the right time. And maybe the Mets are it. You know, if they can get over 500 and start pushing this thing towards the All-Star break, they'll be in the conversation come August.
Yeah, I could not believe it, because they left. I believe they were 2 of 12 with runners in scoring position last night and still managed to win the game. And they've been crushing lefties here. And the Rangers have done pretty well against lefties, too. I think it's going to be a fascinating game coming up here tonight, but certainly the bullpen edge to the New York Mets. Are we trusting Joe Ryan to handle business against Tampa Bay? I know Taj Bradley's going. It feels like this is either going to be a 2-1 game or a 12-8 game. I don't think there's going to be anything in between here. What are you thinking here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I like fading Taj Bradley. He's not a starter that I really want to back all that much. But again, Joe Ryan's numbers are better than what you would expect. 90 strikeouts in 86 innings. He's got a 0.94 whip, which is one of the best marks in the majors. He's been victimized a little bit by the long ball, which would speak to the fact why he's 5-5. That said, the bigger question is, do you trust the Twins lineup? That's really the issue. I mean, the Twins at a minus 170, minus 180 price is a lot to pay for a lineup that just doesn't produce enough on a consistent basis. Again, I don't mind fading Taj Bradley here, but again, Bradley hasn't been terrible. I just don't, you know, he's not a swing and miss type guy all that much. But yeah, again, you know, it's do you trust Minnesota's lineup? And that's really the hard part for me.
Yeah, and there was another crazy rain delay last night. It was 5-4 and it was 5-5. They took like an hour and a half off and they came back to it. The whole thing was really, really weird there in Minnesota. But there could be a few runs in this game here tonight. A couple of the late games in that I like here tonight. Listen, if you're going to bet against the Angels, then just take the other team on the run line. Take Milwaukee. The simple fact is the Angels either win or they lose 100. They have not played a one-run game in about a month and a half here since. So it's either one or the other. If you like them, then bet them to win. If not, back the Brewers on the run line. Which are you doing?
And it's crazy because they're a bad team at home, the Angels. I mean, they are 12-24 at home. There's arguments for both the run line and just the money line. If the price is right, this is an Angels team that scores less than 4 runs a game at home on the season, and they're giving up 5.5. So you do the math there. That's 1.5 runs that they should be able to cover. But I kind of agree with the sentiment, especially depending on if you're going to get a good number in plus money, -1.5 here. Milwaukee's the way to go. Now, I'd probably just play them on the money line here because I don't think the price tonight is all that bad. But, you know, again, it's Tyler Anderson is not a starter that I would have a whole lot of faith in when it comes to Los Angeles.
No. And it's amazing to me he's had the kind of success he's had so far, especially with how many walks he's been giving up here lately. He loses the strike zone, and it's unbelievable. But the Brewers got it done last night. We'll see if they can get it done tonight. The Royals, look at what the Royals have played here, Zen. I mean, it's the Dodgers, it's Seattle, it's the Yankees, it's the Guardians. And, you know, they lay an egg last night against the A's, but they got Reagans on the mat tonight, right? There's no way they lose this one, right?
You don't think so. You know, last night it was one of those weird lines where Casey was a very short favorite, and it almost looked too stinky to even back. Reagans is a high strikeout guy, right? I mean, he's got 102 Ks here in just 86 innings of work, so he absolutely can get it done. And the A's don't hit left-handed pitching particularly well. They're also a team that has the second highest strikeout rate in baseball in the season. So you have the good combination here, and you may want to look at a first five and depend and hope that Reagans, you know, goes untouched here, and you don't need many runs here from Kansas City, who is a good lineup to be able to get you out in front here. But the KC bullpen presents some challenges. They're not great. They're not terrible, but they're not great. The Oakland bullpen is very good. Despite what people think, the Oakland bullpen is not as bad as people think it may be, given their record. So I would stick to a first five in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it wasn't a bad price even laying the half a run there with the Royals. I think they'll get to Medina, who's given up 10 runs in his last two starts. So it's now or never here. But that's been a brutal trip here and scheduling spot for the Royals here over the last couple of weeks. I don't know what to say about that Dodger win last night. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. I was just like, oh, the Dodgers, I can't believe they're going to lose to the Rockies. Next thing I know, we got pinch hit grand slam home runs. We got the Colorado right fielder yelling and screaming at the second base umpire for a blown swing and miss call. I was just, the whole thing was crazy. So what do we get tonight here in round two in this game?
Well, you're going against Ryan Feltner for the Dodgers, and this is not a good pitcher. He's got a 5.7 ERA, a 1.45 whip. You know, he's walked 20 batters in 75 innings, so almost one every three innings. He's putting a free pass on here, and he gives up a ton of hits. I know the Dodgers are missing Mookie Betts, and everybody seems to have overreacted to that a little bit, but it's a lineup from top to bottom that's still really good. And you don't like to leave the Rockies bullpen out of anything here, but because, you know, they're the worst bullpen in baseball. But still, it's one of those things where if LA isn't scoring early, I'm not going to depend on them to score late. I play the first five over in this game. We got a favorable number for a total of 10.5. The first five is only five. So I feel like if Colorado can get to Bobby Miller, who's making his first start off the IL, he hasn't been great in his three starts. His two road starts, he lost this year. So the team lost, I should say, and he gave up a bunch of runs. So if Colorado could scratch two across, if you're pretty confident in LA is scratching at least three in the first five. But like I said, if both these teams aren't scoring early, I'm not going to look for an explosion late.
Yeah, Feltner in his last three home starts, by the way, 25 hits, 17 earned runs, 15 and a third innings. I'm thinking they're going to get a few runs here tonight. And just out of, I think we should be safe there. We've got a couple of other games we'll get to when we get back. I want to get your thoughts, too, on the return of the one and only Gerrit Cole for the Yankees here tonight. I don't know if the market is overreacting in this, underreacting with the Judge being out. We'll get your thoughts when we get back. And we are underway, by the way. Brian, woo! On the mound for the Mariners and the Guardians. We'll get that going for you as Game Time Decisions continues here on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. They are off and running right now. Brian, woo! Going for Seattle, taking on Tanner Beebe and the Guardians here. Feels like a good under spot, Zim. Were you leaning one way or the other in this one?
So something's got to give matchup, right? Tanner Beebe has been very good all year long for the Guardians. They're 11-3 when he takes the mound as a team. Conversely, Brian, woo, they're 6-0 in all six of his starts. They haven't lost. So someone's going to lose a game here that probably shouldn't, but I'm not going to go against the Guardians lineup at home. And Seattle, again, a very high strikeout rate team. One of the highest, as a matter of fact, in Major League Baseball on the season. So if you're giving me a guy like Beebe who can get outs via the strikeout, even though Wu is really good and I don't necessarily like to play against him, this is still just a spot for me where I won't go against the Guardians offense, which is one of the better ones in baseball, especially at home.
So what are we doing with Crotchet here on the White Sox? Are we backing him first five against Houston? Houston's was a little anemic offensively last night with the other rookie they got there who actually threw pretty well. But what are we doing here? Are we backing the White Sox twice in a row?
No. The White Sox won a baseball game last night with two hits. Don't think. You know, the Astros had seven hits. And couldn't push the run across. I mean, it was not a good night Houston offensively. They were 0-for-5 at runners in scoring position and couldn't push a run across. So, you know, I backed Houston tonight, full game money line. Why? Because you don't want to take the White Sox bullpen out of it. I know Gerrit Cole is good, and he's a very good strikeout pitcher, but Houston has the lowest strikeout percentage against lefties in baseball on the season. So you're kind of neutralizing his best weapon, which is the strikeout. And if you're going to get guys on and put bat on ball here, you know, it's one of those things where I just look at it and go, okay, I can trust Houston here to push a couple of runs across. And this is not a White Sox lineup that really, you know, scares you in any size, way, shape, or form. So I'll take Houston here not to lose two in a row to the lowly White Sox.
Also coming up here, top of the hour, is Gausman versus Bello. Two guys that have been hit hard lately, to say the least, in Toronto here. What are we thinking here? I played the over. I don't trust either guy. Do you trust one over the other here? How do you look at this one?
I'm a man on an island tonight backing the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean,
yes.
Every number that you look at favors the Red Sox. Gausman is much worse at home than he's been on the road, right? Bello is a guy that you know, has gotten a lot of run support. Toronto doesn't hit the ball all that well at home. Boston has a better bullpen. Toronto is one of the worst bullpens in baseball. And they've lost two in a row, Toronto has, to the Red Sox. Situationally, everything favors the Red Sox except for the fact that they're going for a sweep. And Gausman hopefully is the stopper tonight that I think that he's supposed to be. and gets it right at home. And even last year, Gosman's numbers against the Blue Red Sox rather were awful. He got banged around in two starts. He gave up 11 runs in eight innings. I mean, everything favors the Red Sox here. And when I see that in baseball, I'm inclined to go in the other direction. Why? Because it's baseball, and nothing is really all that predictable. So I am a man on an island. I'll take the Blue Jays to avoid getting swept here at home against the Red Sox.
Yeah, I think they're very capable of winning this game at home tonight against Boston. What are we doing with the $300 million man? One went to the bench. One is back for the Yankees. No Judge, but we get Cole back on the mound here tonight, and the entire world seems to be betting the Orioles. What say you?
So what did I do? I bet the Yankees, of course. this is too much public money running to bet Baltimore here. And not only that, the total is dropping. Four of the five games that these two teams have played have gone under. The Orioles have not scored more than two runs in any game against the Yankees this year. So the Yankees pitching has done the job. And I know Gerrit Cole's probably only going to go four innings. I can't imagine he throws more than 60, 65 pitches. And I don't think they're going to push him. So from that standpoint, what I'm hoping here is that the Yankees lineup, even without Judge in it, is still a very good lineup from top to bottom. Soto's still going to be in there. You know, they still have guys who can hit the ball. And this is Yankee Stadium, and you're getting this kid, Cade Povich, going up for his first start ever in Yankee Stadium against the Pinstripes. I'm hoping he's a little bit consumed by the moment here. But there's just way too much money on the Orioles from a public. You look at the ticket split here, Joe. 55% of the tickets are the Yankees, but 74% of the money is still with the Yankees here, and that's a huge indicator for me. So I'm happy with what I got with the Yankees, and I think they'll pull it out tonight.
Yeah, first five, four and a half, are we going to get runs early? It feels – I don't like the over to begin with, but the first five?
It's not a bad play. You know, if you expect Cole to beat Gerrit Cole, which I think he will be, the injury, the layoff, the IL – all that stuff's not going to affect a guy like Gerrit Cole. He's just too good.
Right.
So I expect him to keep the Orioles in check for four innings. And the Yankees can get to Povich. And once you turn it over to the Yankees bullpen, theoretically, and both of these bullpens are very good. Let me not short the Orioles bullpen. It's every bit as good as the Yankees. But if we get into a bullpen war here, like we have in many games in this season series so far, it's a wash. They both shut each other down.
Yeah.
So the Yankees get to Povich early. I think they're in good shape to hold on to this thing.
Yeah, it feels like we should maybe take a home run prop here on the Yankees with you know who there, with Soto. And does Gunnar Henderson lead off the game with a home run?
Well,
it's 9-1 if you think so. Yeah. he seems to do that a lot.
that's not exactly gonna bode well for me. I don't want the Yankees to have to chase here. But, again, I think the first inning is very important for Cole. Right, like you know, I know the Nerfy number is probably very high on this, but if you're gonna bet something that favors the Orioles, you'd think that they're gonna get to Cole in the first inning. Maybe he's got some nerves and some jitters. Maybe he's just trying to feel himself out for the first time in a major league game this year. You know, I don't think Gerrit Cole is overwhelmed by the moment or anything, but you know, there may be a sense. It's like, let me just get through this first inning, throw some easy strikes, and the Orioles could take advantage.
Yep. Yeah, they got to him good last year when they played him at the stadium. Mullins and Gunnar Henderson had home runs off for him. Let's hope that doesn't happen here tonight if you're backing the Yankees. Zind, enjoy the game, my man. Good luck with those tickets. Game Time Decisions returns here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are getting ready here. A couple of minutes before the first pitch begins with those 7 o'clock Eastern time games, including the New York Yankees as they welcome back Gerrit Cole to the mound, taking on their new rivals there in the American League East. How about that? The Baltimore Orioles here. Looking forward to this game. Still seeing a lot of money come rolling in on those Baltimore Orioles. Why? Well, Aaron Judge will not be in the lineup here tonight. But this is a primetime game here, and the total sitting at 7.5 does feel maybe a little bit low. While everyone is focusing on Povich, on Cole, rather, I'm focusing on this kid Povich, who, when you look at his, still a rookie, and when you look at the last game that he pitched, he was kind of a little bit all over the place there. I think he had 4 walks in that game. They were mitigated by a couple of nice defensive plays. But, I mean, his lone road game, 4 walks, 5 runs allowed to Toronto, who, let's face it, is not exactly crushing the ball. And I get it. No, you got no Judge in a lineup here tonight, but we have plenty of other guys that can certainly welcome this kid to Yankee Stadium in his road debut there, I think, with a couple of runs. So I am looking at the over in this one, because I do think both lineups will be able to get some runs here tonight. And I certainly think the Yankees can get to this rookie probably before Baltimore can go ahead and get to Gerrit Cole. So that is coming up here in just a few. We also have right now, still nothing. Mariners and Guardians are underway at Progressive Field. Woo, taking on Tanner Beebe. Mark Zinna was just on. He told you how good the Guardians have been with Beebe on the mound, especially at home. They don't lose a lot of games at home with him on the mound, which means there might be some runs coming. But Woo has also been phenomenal here, not giving up a ton of runs, not giving up a ton of hard contact. That spells maybe an under here, but hoping the Guardians can get it done. We'll have the Red Sox and Blue Jays coming up, and Bello and Gausman, I'm all about runs in this one. Both of these pitchers have been hit extremely hard recently, especially Gausman, losing a little bit of rotation there. And boy, he's never met a barrel, apparently, that he didn't like to hit. And the hitters have absolutely been smacking it around on him. So I am looking for the Blue Jays to be able to get a few runs here. But I think the Red Sox will have no problem putting a couple of runs up as well. So we've got Taj Bradley and Joe Ryan coming up with the Rays and the Twins. Twins are a pretty big favorite in this one. I think it is well-deserved, but we've also seen Taj Bradley be better on the row, at home, rather, in Tampa than we have seen them on the road. Sometimes not exactly the same effect. Still, really good young pitcher for Tampa Bay, but much better on at home than he has been on the road here. And Ryan is, well, he's had a couple of rough goes of it. But we also have to take into consideration that Minnesota is 21-8 in its last 29 at home. And don't forget, they were 2-6 to start the season at Target Field. Carlos Correa is absolutely crushing the ball for the Minnesota Twins now. He's hitting .417. He's 20 for his last 48. And this is all against Tampa Bay. He has absolutely owned them. I don't think that's going to change with Taj Bradley here. I do think, though, the last couple of road outings with his 11.88 ERA might be an issue for him. So I do think Minnesota, and I don't mind him on the run line with Joe Ryan out there, who, let's face it, is one of the top pitchers, not just on Minnesota, but in the American League. We'll have much more coming up on the late games. The New York Mets refuse to lose. That's an interesting one. Coming up against the Rangers in the 8 o'clock hour, Astros, White Sox. Who will this kid Crochet be pitching for? Because rumor is it won't be for the White Sox much longer. He'll have another audition for the rest of Major League Baseball tonight when they take on the Astros. So a lot to dive into there. Come back and join us. We got another hour of Game Time Decisions. We'll continue next here on The Grid.